as I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to say that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt?
Welcome to another edition of Butcher on Sports. Simply Butcher's here. And thanks for tuning in, boys and girls, here on a Thursday night. Late Thursday night, I should say. Let's get you some sports news that you can't get enough of. And as I've been going and saying through the past weeks here, hopefully everyone is doing fine. It seemed to be a turn for the better as far as what's going on outside there. Everything's not in a perfect order. We still are light years away from, or say months, of getting back to normal. Hopefully everyone, again, be nice to each other. Hang on in there. Do what the doctor asks you to do. Or our government via local, state or federal, okay? Let's beat this culprit that's put everybody right now to their knees. Let's talk about the Detroit Lions. Speaking about going to the knees, they have announced that they have agreed to signing terms with offensive lineman Kenny Wiggins. Of course, the contract was not disclosed. Wiggins joined the Lions as an unrestricted free agent. In 2018, he has previously spent time with the San Diego Chargers. He also has a stint of practice squad with the San Francisco 49ers in 2012. 2011, he was with the Baltimore Ravens. This is a person that probably going to try out for a new job. As you know, the Lions have been cleaning house, getting ready for this upcoming 2020 season. And they got a winner, or something will happen, should be at the end of the year. They got to show some significant improvements. I'm talking about the Detroit Lions. Lions also announced that they have released tight end Paul Butler, wide receiver Jonathan Duhart, and also linebacker Steve Logar. They are gone from the Detroit Lions. Unless they bring them back in some other capacity, they are not on the team anymore. Now, speaking of that, we speak of the NFL draft that's going to be presented across the millions of miles of territory on ABC, ESPN, and the NFL Network on between April the 23rd and the 25th. Second straight year that, the Walt Disney Company has worked with the National Football League to offer a multi-network presentation for all the seven rounds that they're going to be doing, which ESPN is a part of there, being affiliated with Walt Disney. 2020 NFL Draft will serve as a three-day virtual fundraiser benefiting six charities that are battling the spread of COVID-19 and delivering relief to millions of needs there. The National Football League, also ESPN, and also ABC, hopes that the 2020 draft will bring some fans a small but welcoming diversion in the middle of some difficult and unprecedented times right now there. And unprecedented times, you can say that a million times. It's very much so true. ESPN and the NFL Network will combine the offer a singular presentation both across both networks by ABC, will have their own distinct primetime telecast for the first three rounds, 1 through 3, in addition to simulcasting ESPN and the NFL Network on rounds 4 to 7. So for the first three rounds, ABC is going to have a little bit something different. I tell you, the draft schedule is on April 23rd through 25th. I just mentioned that. On Thursday the 23rd, it'll be from 8 to 11:30. The NFL draft, first round, that'll be on ESPN, ABC, and also the NFL Network, and we'll be showing that. Also, ESPN Deportes and also ESPN Radio will also be televising or telecasting that particular ordeal, which is the NFL draft. Now, Friday will be the same thing with ABC, ESPN, and the NFL Network, Deportes, as well as ESPN Radio. On Saturday, the draft will include ABC. As I said before, the regular class of characters on ABC will not be there. What they'll do is they'll simulcast everything from ESPN standpoint, and also the NFL Network will be doing their thing, as well as Deportes and ESPN Radio. Now you've got the thing. Now, you want to know who's going to be doing all the doggone goodies there? ESPN, the NFL Network. Trey Ringo will host all 3 days of ESPN's NFL draft coverage for the fourth consecutive year. He'll be having Mel Kiper on there, of course, Louis Riddick, and Booker McFarlane. the hosts go on and on and on. NFL Network will be hosted by Rich Eisen. And he'll have Daniel Jeremiah and also Pro Football Hall of Famers Kurt Warner and also Michael Irvin will be contributing in all 3 days, remotely, of course. And I say remotely indeed because there'll be in other sections of the country or by in their homes giving their expertise. Susie Colbert, ESPN, will conduct some remote interviews with NFL draftees from the ESPN studio, so that's going to be opened up. And ESPN senior NFL insider Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter, they'll be part of that particular telecast, especially on Sunday. Now, for ABC, they'll have Reese Davis, Jesse Palmer, Marie Taylor doing the Masters of Ceremonies and the primetime version of the draft on ABC. And that's going to have Todd McShay also giving commentary on all the 7 rounds, of course, but on exclusively featured on ABC. That's along with Kirk Herbstreit. He's going to be dealing with that. Desmond Howard, also Dave Pollack. It's going to be corresponding featured reporters. Tom Rinaldi is going to do a lot of storytelling, especially on ABC. He is known for that, very good at it, and to kind of buff up that particular broadcast. Indeed, we'll have something a little different from the NFL and ESPN, what they're bringing on out there. Of course, those particular I just talked about, Davis, Palmer, Taylor, Rinaldi, they'll be in studio in Bristol, Connecticut there. Michelle will join Ringo for ESPN for those particular rounds, especially on Sunday from 4 to 7, on Saturday, I should say, there, from 4 to 7 there. The reporters will be there, including Josina Anderson. She's going to be covering the Vikings, the Redskins, the Browns, the 49ers. Jeff Darling will be covering the Dolphins, the Jaguars, the Buccaneers, the Chiefs, the Packers. That's Dan Graziano will be covering the Packers, the Lions, the Chargers, the Panthers, and the Raiders. Sal Paliadono will be covering the Giants, the Ravens, the Eagles, the Jets. Mike Reese will be covering the Patriots. Diane Rossini will be covering the Titans, the Bengals, the Saints, the Falcons. Ed Warner, he'll be around doing some reporting. He'll be reporting with the Broncos, the Seahawks, the Cowboys, and the Cardinals. Woo! Light that up, boys and girls. Now, I'm quite sure more information will be upcoming before the draft of next week, but now you got your full of the people who are going to be involved in that particular day. And, of course, it's going to be a virtual thing there. Most of them are going to be at home or certain locations. They're all going to practice social distancing the best way they can with this particular ordeal. And so it's going to be pretty unique to watch that. Pretty unique to watch it indeed. Of course, if you want maybe a preview of how some virtual reality drafts is going to happen, the WNBA is going to have their draft tomorrow, Friday, with all their rounds there. And that's going to be something to wet your whistle on there indeed about that particular company there. So the WNBA, and that's all on ESPN as well. So what I should say is, and of course, we know that Sabrina I, Lokukis, I think that's the way she pronounced her last name. I probably screwed that on up, but okay, she's going to be the number one draft choice on Friday. She, and the New York Liberty has that distinction of having that, so she's going to be picked. Ducks are going to be featured a whole heck of a lot there, and some two, Sabrina, one of the three juniors who forego her last season of college, she's going to be probably the number two or number three choice. So, or the Ducks are going to have three players that right now will be in that draft, and they're going to be high choices indeed. Oregon Ducks, women's basketball team, that's been a very, very good one. Of course, Santos Sabanley, she's going to probably go number two. Dallas has that pick indeed. So, again, you want to watch some virtual stuff there, get yourself a whiff of what's going to be going on tomorrow with the WNBA. Their draft is going to be exclusively all of that tomorrow indeed. speaking of drafts, Dana White, in one of the few programs that you have been able to see in this capacity, is that you want to watch pay-per-view and been doing fights with, has been the UFC. Of course, a lot of people didn't care for it. You know, this guy putting everybody at words. And, of course, I hear a lot of things about wrestling, how they're doing things, too. We'll get to that one in a moment. But Dana White, due to the pressure mounted on him, has finally canceled a UFC 249. Won't be happening after all. Dana White showed some defiance in the face of COVID-19 in doing the matches and consistently doing the matches without, you know, fearing the livelihoods. In most cases, people feel the livelihoods of the other participants there or fighters there. And I don't know if that's true or false, but my man was on there for a while, dead and alive and doing pay-per-view. And I don't know who we're paying for it or what it may be, but it must have been successful in his mind because he kept continually to do it until, again, he got a lot of fallout from Congress people, from politicians, as well as the White House on doing this stuff when everyone is practicing a lot of social distancing right now. White finally got the message and canceled the card. He did that on Wednesday. I'm reporting it today on Thursday, so all the other events as well will be postponed indefinitely until, as White said, the the virus goes away, COVID-19. Hall of Fame defensive end Willie Davis, one of the best of all fits, and you've never seen him playing defense. That was a thing of beauty when I was growing up there. Willie Davis was one of the best defensive ends in all of football at that point in time. He played through in the 60s when Green Bay was a dynasty, winning 3 NFL championships and 2 Super Bowls. That's 5, but you can't count them there. That's, of course, when the NFL was supposed to be the big daddy and the AFL was supposed to be the little daddy, and the two daddies got together, and that's where Super Bowls came to fruition there. And the NFL living happily ever after, I think. Davis started his career with the Cleveland Browns. He spent 2 seasons with the Browns. Then he went to the Packers. Probably was the best doggone thing that ever happened to him there in that particular case. You know, the Browns at that point in time were not a bad team either, by the way. But he went to the Browns, and head coach Vince Lombardi took him on his first season. He traded flanker A.D. Williams to Cleveland for Davis there. And I don't know if that became one of the best trades down or one of the worst trades for Cleveland, but time will tell. Both of them were pretty doggone good teams at that particular time. And I can remember that. Cleveland was not a slouch there. Okay, with Ryan and Collins, Lou Groseph was on the team at that particular. Good team. They beat the crap out of the Lions, both those teams, consistently and during that time, I can remember. William Carlin, he was the one that got Davis to Green Bay. Of course, Green Bay was very good to Davis, or Davis was very good to Green Bay because he became a Pro Bowler 5 times, and he'd been on 5 of the Packers championship teams in the 60s, including those first two Super Bowls that Green Bay was in, and they won them outright. He was inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1981. Davis played his college football at Grambling, and that was a big thing in those particular days when teams like the AFL or maybe the lower seeded teams in the National Football League would go to the black colleges to get some stellar talent. And they don't do it to these days the way they used to there. But again, Davis came out of Grambling. He was the first black college to go to be inducted in the Hall of Fame when he went in 2011, I should say. Davis was a 15th round draft pick of the Browns, the 15th round. Can you believe? And also, he spent 2 years in the Army. Davis is died and survived by some children and also his wife. He died at 85 years of age. We talked about the WNBA. They're going to have a draft. And again, I mentioned that that's going to be on ESPN. It's going to be a virtual thing. And take a look at it. Before you get to the National Football League, and they make the little adjustments or adaptations there. I'm quite sure some things are going to go wacky here. Speaking of wacky, University of Michigan there, fans thought they were going to be high on a hog on Monday morning. They really did, you know, because that was when many players in basketball was declaring their schools that they were going to go to, colleges, that is. And University of Michigan just thought, boy, oh boy, we got a chance to get 2 of the 5-star recruits there. Joshua Christopher was one of them. He was a high-sounded young man. And they figured he would be very nicely paired up with 5-starer Isaiah Todd, who again gave Michigan the impression that they would be coming to their school. But by Tuesday afternoon, when everything, the crap hit the fan, Christopher and Todd would be going elsewhere. Christopher is going to Arizona State. Todd decided he's going overseas to play basketball and make some money right now. The options that these kids got is uniquely great there, you know? It was a recruit today that basically, instead of going to college and giving the heebie-jeebies to that, he decided to go to the G League. Now, you can make up to $500,000 if you're a doggone good player in the G League a year. That's not bad for someone coming out straight out of high school. And I'm quite sure everybody knows to make that $500,000. But if you're a top-rated player and you're going to come in there to make a difference in the G League and let the NBA know, I'm here, boy, that's going to be a beautiful thing. So those were a bad 24 hours for the University of Michigan basketball team. Oh, boy. Well, it looked like Christopher would be going to Ann Arbor and Todd would be coming there. University of Michigan. Hold a dud. I don't know. Okay. Have you been watching wrestling this week or this weekend? I've been seeing so much wrestling there, it's been beyond sickening. And it's been good to me because I love wrestling. Either by the pound. And I saw WWE Raw on Tuesday night. Fox did a special on Ruthless Aggression. About 3 hours. And then they did their special show that they do every week. WWE Backstage. And then they had ones who missed it coming home from work or something there. One step late. They had another 3 hours of Ruthless Aggression. We played it. That was cool. Wednesday, of course, NXT, and then you had WEW. And those were pretty good dogs on stage there, too. Today's Thursday, and you can pick the pick of the chick. But a lot of good wrestling on there. By the way, on two of the other channels, on Friday nights at 12 o'clock, Ring of Honor Wrestling comes on. And if you're up 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, you got nothing else to do. Monday through Friday, Lucha Underground is on El Rey Network. The El Rey Network. That's all you got to do when you're talking in your remote control. The El Rey Network at 6 o'clock in the morning. Lucha Underground. That's an awful hour of wrestling every single day in the morning. So, and then also, some of the station, off stations, or maybe independent stations, have Hollywood wrestling going on Saturday afternoons. It's a lot of wrestling on there. They're filling the screen up. Most of them are doing the replays. Okay? WWE and AEW, as well as NXT. They're supposed to be doing it live, but I'm quite sure now they're doing a lot of pre-recording so that you can get people in and out and do their thing and keep social distancing intact. A lot of it there. So, if you're a wrestling fan, I mean, set your remote or your DVD or whatever you got on there because you can see plenty of wrestling all day, all night, all the time. Of course, the ones got on demand, they got a good too. Sadly, today we got some news that is just not cool, but again, I'll give it to you. Howard Finkel, one of the legendary WWE announcers who is widely considered to be one of the greatest in history as far as announcers are concerned, anything, fights or whatever it may be, but he was entrenched in WWE wrestling and the WWF when it first was called. He died today at the age of 69. The announcement of his death was this morning. Finkel was known as the Fink. He's a native of Newark, New Jersey. He started in the WWE in 1977. Him, Gorilla Monsoon, Pat Patterson was the doggone ticket for wrestling on cable. And it was done like it has not been done for a long, long time because we didn't have to see all those little particular stunts and teasers and whatnot. You got full brand wrestling from A to B. Doing it from the old Spectrum in Philadelphia, old Madison Square Gardens, in Baltimore, or wherever they would travel to show the wrestling, it would be fantastic. Just the same as we got big time wrestling, and you got wrestling at the Cobo Arena for years and years and years. But those were the days. And he was in 77, and by 79 was a full-time announcer. And he still did some of the big events for a very, very long time until he got older and was understanding by the WWE he had been ill for a little period of time. WWE recognized in the statement Fink's voice was the wrestling soundtrack for years. But he's contributed more than that. He was responsible for the name that we know today as WrestleMania. He told Slam Magazine in 2014 that he pitched the idea to Vince McMahon based on the 1984 thing called Beatlemania. And some of you older kids out there remember Beatlemania? That's how he got to use the word WrestleMania. Of course, the first actual, what you call it, was not WrestleMania, but it was a big event that sped up to WrestleMania, was in Toronto. Okay? At the old fairground where the old Argonauts used to play out on by the bay. Yes. Event center out there. And it drew 50,000 people for doing an event outside. And Vince McMahon kind of figured out we can do the same thing and make a lot of money all the time. Which he did. And wrestling has not been the same. They get these big, huge, humongous crowds except for this year. WrestleMania was a big thing. I'm quite sure the one thing hurt Vince McMahon so much, he had to give a lot of refunds away unless they carry him over to next year when it's going to be in, I understand, Hollywood. That's going to be something to behold there. No words for the National Hockey League on any kind of doodads that's going to be going on in the National Hockey League so far. What we understand from what we're getting from the National Hockey League, their point date of returning and starting back is May the 6th. No, May the 9th. Turn that 6 upside down here. May the 9th is the date for that particular. So we'll look out for that. And also, the Rocket Mortgage Golf Tournament. That would have been going on maybe within the next couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks per se, has been moved on the weekend of the 4th of July. That'll be July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's been promised to be an event where no crowd will be getting in. If you want to get tickets and you're in the metropolitan area, have tickets abroad. If you want to get a refund, you can get a refund, or you can make arrangements for those tickets to be carried over to next year. I'm just giving you the warning right now, so I know lines will be jammed and getting no big money and stuff there back if you need the money right away, because again, right now we're at a crisis right now, and how you think and how you deal with it, there's the information there. Refunds are being given, or you want to carry it over to next year for that event there, but we will supposedly have golf in the weekend of the 4th of July in metropolitan Detroit, where you will be able to see it on TV. Is that not enough to fool you? What is? For that note, on that note, I'm gonna cut loose and make it my business to cut out of here. Put Your Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Again, thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends about Put Your Sports, please. And give me a like on Facebook there. Put Your Sports is featured on Facebook on the Put Your Sports page. You can also get Put Your Sports where you type in SimplyButtoO.podomatic.com. Yes, you can go to that site. That is the site where exclusively you get Butcher on Sports. You can also go to thegamesportsshow.com and get the show there. Well, by the way, I'm on Mondays from 6 to 7 o'clock right now. We're doing that particular show and posting it up there for your dining and dancing pleasure there with Scott Nason, E.J. Russell, and Dave McKay, which, by the way, we all got together for. It's been a while since we all got together, but it was pretty fun this Monday. Hopefully we'll be able to recognize and do the same next upcoming Monday as well there. But yes, you can get it there. You can also go to thegamesportsshow.podbean.com and also get it there as well. I'm out of town, boys and girls. Be safe. Take care of yourself. And please, tune in and let us know how you feel.